Let us pray. Gracious and merciful Father, today as we celebrate with joy, praise, and thanksgiving the 500th anniversary of the Reformation, we thank you for your servant, Dr. Martin Luther, as he fought valiantly for the truth of the gospel of Jesus Christ and your holy word, that it is by faith alone, by grace alone, and by Scripture alone, that we are not saved by our own good works or self-righteousness, but through faith in the blood and righteousness of your only begotten Son, Jesus Christ, as he suffered and died on the cross for our sins and iniquities, that the Reformation we celebrate here at Shepherd in the Pines Lutheran Church today is still all about Jesus. Now may the words of my mouth and the meditation of my heart be pleasing in your sight, O Lord, my rock and my redeemer. Amen.
Amen.
The words for our meditation today as we celebrate Reformation Sunday is taken from St. Paul's letter to the Ephesians, the second chapter, verses 8 and 9. For it is by grace you have been saved through faith. And this is not your own doing. It is the gift of God, not by works, so that no one can boast. This is the word of God. Your brothers and sisters in Christ Jesus, our personal Savior, and the Lord of our Christian life. Yes, it's still all about Jesus. What a wonderful statement on this Sunday morning as we celebrate with joy and praise and thanksgiving 500 years of God's blessings and gifts to us as a church through his servant, Dr. Martin Luther. The words we find printed on the banners hanging next to the cross and on the altar, sola fide, sola gratia, sola scriptura. Yes, only by faith, only by grace, and only by Scripture. There's no question about the fact that after 500 years, it's still all about Jesus. What Jesus has accomplished for us as he suffered and died on that cross. The proclamation by John the Baptist out in the wilderness of the desert, behold, the Lamb of God who takes away the sin of the world. The words we find in the Gospel of St. John, the 3rd chapter, verse 16, for God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten Son, that whoever believes in him shall not perish, but have eternal life. And that's precisely what Dr. Martin Luther also believed and confessed with all of his heart, mind, and soul. In his own search for the truth of the gospel of Jesus Christ. As we today celebrate the 500th anniversary of the Lutheran Reformation. The words of St. Paul in our text for today, for it is by grace you have been saved through faith, and this is not your own doing, it is a gift of God. Not because of works, so that no one can boast. Yes, even though Luther was being taught in the church that he needed to do good works in order to be saved, he could not find that peace that he was searching for so desperately in order to free himself from the bondage of sin. The fear of death. And finally, but not least, from the power of the devil. As a matter of fact, Luther did everything he could to please God and make himself righteous before God in order to earn his eternal salvation. Luther was so concerned about it that instead of becoming a medical doctor, the wish of his parents, and perhaps becoming wealthy, he decided to enter the monastery and become a priest in the church. Luther did not only starve himself, beat himself, but he also tried to induce pain on himself, please and appease a very jealous and angry God in order to be saved to the kingdom of heaven. That's how troubled and how desperate Luther really was about his sin and about his eternal salvation. This became very evident later on in the year 1529 when Luther wrote a hymn. Let me quote from him. Sin was my torment night and day. Life had become a living hell. So firmly sin possessed me. Yes, Luther acknowledged how troubled he was, how desperate he was to receive God's unconditional love and forgiveness for him. Sin was my torment night and day. Life had become a living hell. And it wasn't until he opened the Bible later on, chained to a wall. And he opened the Bible and he read the words of St. Paul in his letter to the Romans, the first chapter, verse 17, the just shall live by faith. That Luther finally found the answer he was looking for so desperately in his life. The words of St. Paul that we read together in the epistle lesson for today, for there is no distinction. All have sinned and fall short of the glory of God and are justified by His grace as a gift through the redemption that is in Christ Jesus. It was then that Luther finally realized that everything he had learned in the church, everything they taught him as a priest in the church, was totally contrary to the Bible, the scriptures inspired by God. Suddenly Luther was no more in torment night and day. He was no longer living in a hell, but had the precious gospel of Jesus Christ. He came to the conclusion then that he could no longer be a priest in the church. On the contrary, after finding this righteous God who loved him, who forgave him, he finally decided to leave the church because of the erroneous doctrines and theological positions. So Luther then left the priesthood, and he published his famous 95 theses against the church, and he posted them on the door of the church in Wittenberg, Germany, on October 31st, 1517. As he challenged the papal authority of Pope Leo X in promoting the sale of indulgences by Johann Tetzel to rebuild St. Peter's Basilica in Rome. As a matter of fact, Luther stood up at the Diet of Worms on April 16, 1521, And in the presence of the emperor, he testified to everyone present, and I quote, "Unless I am convinced by the testimony of scriptures or by clear reason, I am bound by the scriptures that I have quoted, and my conscience is captive to the word of God. I cannot and will not recant anything, since it is neither safe nor right to go against conscience. Here I stand. I cannot do otherwise, so help me God. Amen." And as a result of his action, Luther was excommunicated by Pope Leo X and was forced to flee for his life. With the help of his friends, he stayed in the castle of Wartburg, Germany, where he later translated the Bible from the Latin to the German. In the year 1529, Luther also wrote what we sang during the processional today, "A mighty fortress is our God," in response to the persecution he experienced, not only by the church, Pope Leo X, but even by the Emperor Charles V. Listen to what he wrote as we sang today. "Were they to take our house, goods, honor, child or spouse, though life be wrenched away, they cannot win the day. The kingdom is ours forever." Yes, Luther was willing to give up his own life if necessary, including his goods, his honor, children, and spouse, knowing that he had finally found out that he was justified by faith in Jesus Christ as his Savior. And that still continues to be true today as we celebrate the Reformation. Yes, Jesus also makes us righteous as we repent and turn to the cross of Jesus Christ and receive his unconditional love and forgiveness for all of our sins, all of our unrighteousness. St. John writes in his first letter, chapter 1, verse 9, "If we confess our sins, God is faithful and just and will forgive us and cleanse us from all unrighteousness." Yes, Jesus makes us worthy and righteous to receive his unconditional love and forgiveness as we partake again of the sacrament, the true body and the true blood of Jesus, as we kneel and receive his forgiveness. The words of Martin Luther himself when he wrote his small catechism in the year 1529, in the short explanation of the second article of the Apostles' Creed, Luther said that Jesus has redeemed me, a lost and condemned creature, purchased and won me from all sins, from death, and from the power of the devil, not with gold or silver, but with his holy, precious blood and with his innocent suffering and death. As may God the Father bless us today through his Holy Spirit as we thank God for 500 years of the Reformation by Dr. Martin Luther on October 31st, 1517, that we also believe and confess that we are saved, not by our own good works or self-righteousness, but by God's grace alone as a gift through faith in Jesus Christ as our Savior. May our prayer today on this joyous day of the 500th anniversary of the Reformation be the words we sang in the hymn of the day, "The church is one foundation. It is Jesus Christ, her Lord. She is his new creation by water and the word. From heaven he came and sought her to be his holy bride. With his own blood he bought her, and for her life he died." Yes, after 500 years, it's still all about Jesus. Sola fide, sola gratia, sola scriptura. Only by faith, only by grace, only by scripture. In Jesus' name, for Jesus' sake, amen. Now may the grace of our Lord Jesus Christ, the love of God, the Father Almighty, and the fellowship and communion of the Holy Spirit be and abide with us all as we together celebrate with joy, praise, and thanksgiving the 500th anniversary of the Lutheran Reformation. Amen.